Leading up to the election, one of the big newspapers that pushes for Democrats had a story headlined, "Democrats gain ground on GOP amid blockbuster Texas turnout." Really? The nearly 7% turnout on the Democratic side for the 15 counties with the most registered voters was above the 5% racked up after early voting in the 2016 presidential primary. On the Republican side, the nearly 5% turnout in those counties didn't quite reach the 7% that it was in 2016, the San Antonio Express News reported. One must be living in a world of how one wishes it to be to take from these numbers Democrats gaining ground. Democrats have a huge, big-spending, top-of-the-ticket race, while Republicans do not. Of course, the big Dem counties have a higher percentage turnout than Republican counties. Other wishful thinking for Democrat stories included one in the Statesman about how more young people were turning out to vote. Darren Shaw, a distinguished professor and chairman of state politics in UT's government department, said he's not confident young voters in Texas will be able to overcome the other factors which make them less likely to vote. Students are less likely to own property, to have kids in the school system, to pay for health care, to do any of the range of things that kind of root voters and connects them to the voting system. Candidates can come and talk about Pell Grants until they're blue in the face and they're not going to get higher turnout, Shaw rightly pointed out. I'll have the numbers, the surprises, the winners and losers on the primary election at 5 o'clock on Pride on Texas. Tune in right here.